What are those shoes supposed to protect something?
Why, a shoe, a blacksmith, a horseshoer, he makes a shoe, a metal shoe, an iron shoe, and he shapes it, just the shape of the horse's foot. And he rasps the horse's feet off and shapes the horse's feet real nice and just smooth all around the edge and trims them up real good. And he measured that piece of iron on the bottom of the foot, and he takes nails. It has holes in that shoe, and he nails it through the hoof into those holes in the shoe and bends them down. And that shoe just stays right on that foot. He just put them on all 4 feet. That shoe just stays on there till it wears out. Until, of course, they have to be changed in a certain length of time because that horse's foot will keep a growing, you know, and you can't just put a shoe on and leave it on for 2 or 3 years. You'd have to, every once in a while, have to be reshod, you know, take them off. And all these horses that has to ride right smart around concrete or hard ground and do lots of riding, nearly all of them are shod. And then it's a big protection to keep them slipping. That shoe will hold them. You take this old wet, slick grass when it's raining. A lot of time these barefoot horses, they call them, will slip and fall and hurt you. But those shoes, they inclined to hug the ground better, you know, than that old flat barefoot. And they use them for that purpose a lot, you know, to keep the horse from slipping and sliding. Well, and he can stop better and start better and everything.
So you call them horse feet, but...
Horseshoes.
Horseshoes go on the horse
foot. Foot, yeah, on the horse's foot.
But that is, the part of the feet, though, that you connect to is the...
Or
the
hoof.
Horse
hoof. They call that the hoof, that old hard part that comes down, you know, from the hair, usually about that long, you know, from the hair down to the, about 4, 5, 6 inches long, depends on the size of the horse, you know.
So you speak of the horse hoof, you know, so yeah.
Hoof, that's that hard part at the, that goes to the ground, you know, they call that the hoof.
So you say he has four?
He has four of those hoofs, you know, a horse got four legs.
Well, now, do you ride, you know?
I don't now, I used to ride a lot. I used to have a horse that I carried with me when I was buying cattle. I bought cattle for several years, and I'd carry that cattle with me. I mean, I'd carry that horse with me. I'd put him in my pickup and drive to the pasture where I was going to look at cattle, and I'd make him get out of the pickup, and I'd get on him and ride around the pasture and look at the cattle and buy them or not buy them, whichever I done.
Did you ever, you know...
And he was trained to where he'd just, sometime if he got tired and I was talking to a man around there and my pickup was open, he'd go get my pickup himself. Go out there and jump in it, you know, get ready to go home. You didn't have to worry about getting him in there. You just say, get in there, Dan. His name was Dan. You say, get in that pickup, man, and he just jump in there and just...
Did he ever throw you?
No, I fell off of horses, but he never did. This last horse that I had that I rode so many years, he never did pitch or nothing like that. But I fell off of horses, you know. Just had saddled to turn with me and fell off of them. But I never did. I remember one time I had a horse to pitch and throw me. But that's the only time I ever remember a horse just pitching. Sometimes a horse will just pitch, you know. They just go to bucking up and kicking up and they're hard to ride. But I never did. I always avoided getting on horses that wasn't gentle, you know. I wasn't much of a rider and I didn't want to be towed and broke up. And I never did ride those horses that I thought would throw me, you know. But a lot of them just likes to get on them. They like to get on them and break them. They call them breaking those horses. You know, they'll get on a young horse, don't care how bad he is, and pull the hat off and hit him over the head and holler and just have a big, big fun riding him, you know, spurring him all over. You know, you know what a spur is, they put on your feet to jog a horse to make him go.
Well, do you take your feet out of those things you put them in, you know, like if you're going to spur a horse, do you leave your feet in those?
Stirrup, oh yeah, leave them in the stirrup. You can take them out if you want to. If you want to spur him all over, you have to take him out. But just to spur him, they usually just leave him in there and spur him in the sides, you know, back down there under the belly. But a lot of time they'll make a horse pitch, you'll spur him in the shoulder, you know, and back in the flank. You have to take him out then. Don't stir.
Did you ever play a game with those horseshoes?
Yeah, oh yeah, a lot of time. Pitching horseshoes. Yes, sir. Ain't nothing to it. Don't just stick up a peg in the ground, just like pitching dollars. Stick up a peg here about the end, about like the end of this living room, and a peg down there. And if there's two are pitching, one will get one in, one another. If there's four are pitching, two will get one in, two the other, and they'll take so many horseshoes, and they'll try to fork them around that peg, you see. Usually try to play on hard ground, and they'll that shoe sometimes hit the ground 3 foot from that peg and just slide right up and go right around it. And if I throw a horseshoe and it goes around the peg, and another fellow throws one and goes on top of mine, he's killed mine, you see.